Right, but this homestand as a whole, how frustrating is that?
Yeah, I mean, it's embarrassing, honestly. Just, you know, feels like we've had a million opportunities to make adjustments, you know, and get him in the direction that we think we're capable of, and nobody more so than myself, and just haven't been able to do it. So, you know, it sucks. It's just, at some point, you're either, you know, thinking they did better than you're playing. Like at this point, we've got to be brutally honest with ourselves, and like I said, myself more so than anybody, and you know, commit to finding a process that helps us get better to where we can start winning some games to the level that we need to, and that's really, I think, the goal, regardless of what your the prospects of your season are.
You mentioned finding a process. How do you find that as a team?
Yeah, I mean, you got to be honest with yourselves. You got to communicate on it. You got to identify the things that matter to you. You know, there's multiple ways to be successful. You know, you see that in baseball, I think, more so than any sport. And I don't think there's necessarily a right or wrong answer, but I think those things need to be communicated and need to be emphasized. And then you work down from there, and you know, identify things in your daily behavior that can help you accomplish those things, and you know, constantly analyze where you are in terms of how close you are to achieving those things, or how far away you are, and that kind of keeps you from getting too far off course with things. And you know, just that process is just very uncomfortable at times, and it's difficult to address some of the things that cause you failure. It's just, I think that's part of life, but, you know, you've got to confront the reality of where you are, if you want to get where you want to go.
What do you think of the ball to ever sit out, almost bounces, and he one-hands it?
Yeah, I mean, it's baseball. I mean, I've thrown pitches right down the middle, they got it popped out before, so I think everyone's still going to hit one that they shouldn't, so. You know, and in that game, I certainly had my fair share of moments where it could have gone south pretty badly, and it didn't. So, you know, it's more so just the HBP after that, and the Homer Chapman. You know, at that point, it becomes a very injecting inning for our team, and it's a much bigger hole for the guys to try to climb out of, and I think that's it.
When a team is in this position this time of year, the business element steps in or becomes a thing. You know, you might have to say goodbye to Mark Sell or some of these other guys. What's that feeling like, knowing that, you know, someone like Mark Sell has been important with you for a few years?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the unfortunate part, I think, of just, you know, playing every day. Whether the season, you know, whatever the ending point of the season, it's just the, and losing in the playoffs, I think, has shown us that just that, you know, there are consequences for our failure. And I think in a lot of cases, myself, as much as anyone, we have a level of security that can insulate us from that reality. And, you know, I try to consider that, you know, if we fail in the field, if I fail to do my job, then it's somebody else is probably going to be held accountable for it. They probably don't deserve it. In a lot of cases. And so that weighs pretty heavy on me. And I know it does a lot of other guys in here. And so, you know, it's something that we talked about as a group, for the last couple months. It's just the direction we're headed that we might be saying goodbye to some friends. If we don't turn things around, then, you know, unfortunately, we might be in that boat now. So, you know, I obviously don't have a clue what'll happen and what should happen. It's not my job to control it that directly. So, you know, we'll see what happens, and that's far above my authority.
You seem like you're really tough on yourself. Like, even pitch Chapman, you struck him out on the same pitch before. Is there a part where you just say, hey, that's baseball, I've done my best executing, I've got to tip my cap, or do you still feel like you need to carry that?
Yeah, I mean, that is baseball. I mean, that's what's funny, you know, you make a pitch in one case, and it's a positive result, and you make the same pitch and it's a homer. So, and that ball could never. It was in every other circumstance in my career, I think probably really good text to the pitch. The only other time that's been a home run is the last time I pitched Rafael Devers in 2023 in Boston. And he hit a home run on a two-strike slider that almost hit the dirt. So, you know, I suppose you could say it's on me for throwing it well too many times, honestly, knowing that that's, you know, a potential outcome. But I can only execute my strengths. I can only do what I can do.
Yeah.
You know, I think ultimately, regardless of what your stuff looks like, what your VLO is, how well you're executing at any given moment, you know, the best pitch is the one that you have most conviction in. And, there has to be a belief behind everything you throw. And I think when I've had that full conviction, regardless of what comes out of my hand, it's really a positive outcome. So, you know, I think I swung too far into the frustrated, kind of, you know, agitated state after the Devers homer, and that's honestly just on me. So, doesn't matter if it was just executed, if it was a fish in this location, it's just the wrong intent, honestly. So, I think that's one way to answer. But the mentality is ultimately what means the most to me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.